Welcome to the Life Begins at Midlife podcast, where we pop the champagne to celebrate the unexplored joys and endless adventures that await us in the midlife. Flipping the script on what it means to hit those fabulous 40s, 50s and beyond. Because here, we don't believe in midlife crises, only midlife revolutions. Reminding you that the only thing we're letting go of at midlife is the notion that it's all downhill from here. Nope, we're here to climb higher, dream bigger, and laugh louder. Each week, we'll dive into the myths, share the truths, and unlock the secrets to making the midlife years your best years yet. From rediscovering lost passions to embarking on new adventures, we're covering it all. Expect candid conversations with inspiring guests who've turned their midlife years into their most dynamic chapter yet. We're talking to everyone from entrepreneurs who've launched successful startups, from their kitchen tables to adventurers who decided age is just a number when it comes to climbing mountains or sailing the seas. So if you've ever found yourself pondering, is this all there is? Or you're just eager to embrace the richness of midlife with both arms wide open, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's show the world that life doesn't just begin at 20, it begins again at midlife. And remember, in the Life Begins at Midlife podcast, the only rule is to live confidently, love unconditionally, and laugh uncontrollably. Let's get started. So hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Life Begins at Midlife. Today we have Agnes as a guest, and I'm going to open up the floor for the lovely lady to introduce herself and tell us a little bit more about her journey into exploring who she is and what she's up to at the moment. So over to you, Agnes. Lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. I'm really delighted. So yes, my name is Agnes, and you will have noticed the capital Y in my first name. That's my only inflexibility in life, is that the Y has to be capitalized because I say yes to life. So it has become part of my brand and my personality. So I am French, although my roots are Dutch. Both my parents were Dutch. I grew up bilingual, bicultural. So I always like to say that I have been strongly influenced by two cultures that are drastically different, completely different. But that being said, yes, so I am 67. I am now living in Croatia, where I moved on the 1st of November. So my motto is that it is never, ever too late, nor too early, by the way, to reinvent yourself. And I am, from a business perspective, I'm called the Reinvention Mentor. My business is called the Reinvention Mentor, but I am known as the Queen of Reinvention because I've reinvented myself multiple times. So it's never too late to do it, even when circumstances may seem that it is impossible. The reason I am saying that is that, well, I have reinvented myself multiple times, but the most epic one of the reinventions was some, what is it now, 10 years ago. So I was 57, and I left a toxic relationship in France. I chose to leave despite knowing that I would lose absolutely everything. And I did. I left with 43 euros. I had to move in with one of my sisters for 1 year. But instead of stepping into victimhood, which of course my environment was pushing me into, oh, look at what he did to you, etc., I actually thought that it was an amazing opportunity to reconsider all my choices in life and business, which I did. So from a business perspective, I decided that I was an executive coach back then, change management consultant, etc., leadership development. And I decided I no longer want to work with the corporate world. I want to work with entrepreneurs, and I want to work with women. So I have always loved working with women, and I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So for me, that made total sense. The next decision was, where am I actually going to live? And I have never felt home in France, although I've spent most of my life there. And that is probably due to the fact that I have this bicultural background, and I've always been in international environments. And but I've also lived in the Netherlands, and I've never felt home there. So where do you go? And that is when I started looking at my possibilities. I knew that in France, rising from your ashes when you're 57 is, it's impossible. The system doesn't work like that. And I have been working internationally a lot, so I knew the UK pretty well, or I should say London more specifically. And I knew, I follow my gut a lot, I knew that in London I would be able to rise from my ashes. So at 58, I moved to London with two suitcases, no income, no savings. And with the firm intention to rise from my ashes, which I did. So what that led to is this whole, there really has been for me a before and after that separation, because I have done so much inner work that I am grateful today for that relationship, because I wouldn't be who I am today without it. And so I started, of course, looking at my business positioning, given I had decided that from now on I would work with women only, etc. And bit by bit, I am a life and a business mentor. I was positioning myself as a business mentor who happens to do life coaching as well. But over time, I've realized that actually I am a life coach who happens to be a damn good business coach. So it's not the same. And looking at that, I started really, and one of my areas of expertise, I overtrained in so many modalities. One of my areas of expertise is personal branding. And I started looking at, okay, what is my brand? Who am I? What do I stand for, etc.? So from a value perspective, what's most important to me is freedom, self-sufficiency, I do believe, and by the way, this applies in my mind to everyone, men and women, and regardless of age. But in my case, I look more particularly to women, and then I look more particularly to women in the next phase of their life. And I believe that women in particular in the next phase of their life should never have to rely on a system, on society, or on other people. So that's the self-sufficiency part. Then there is the self-actualization. So it's all about personal growth and impact. Because when we arrive later in life, usually it's when we start realizing that life is not about just me, myself, and I. I want to make a difference at whatever level. And it is about impact. So these are the values that are below who I am and what I do. And that is when I started thinking through, and that's something that has been with me for a very long time, is I believe that women, coming back to the self-sufficiency part, or I should say self-sufficiency plus self-actualization, both combined, I believe that a woman should always be emotionally and financially free so that she always has the power of choice, no matter the circumstances. And that is what has then led me to help women in midlife, but and beyond. So 50, 60, 70, I mean, If I look at the age range, we live longer and longer, and women live longer than men. So why should we, just because society / patriarchy decides that because we can no longer procreate, because we no longer fit the use and the beauty standards, we should just disappear? Why don't you just become a grandmother? No. I have so much more to give. I just became a grandmother. I now have a grandson of 3 months old and another one of 1 month old. And I'm delighted. But would I want to only be living for them? Oh, no way. I mean, there is so much more. And we have a lifetime of experiences we know what we don't want anymore. We don't always know what we want instead, and that's what I help them with. But all that experience is stuff that helps us help others. And again, it's not necessarily about changing the world. It can be changing your community. It can be changing your impact on your family. It can go from micro to macro, high and micro. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember how to pronounce it in English. But anyhow, so that is when I decided to help women who are entering that next phase of their life or who are in it, but who don't see themselves retiring, but we don't necessarily, as I said, know what they want instead. So I helped them create that emotional and financial independence, but with purpose, passion, and impact. And in a way where we start by looking at, A, where am I now? What is working? What is not working? What is missing? Who am I? You know, your values and your needs. Women so often have no idea what their own needs are because they care so much for others. So who am I? And from there, creating that vision of what I want my life to look like. And that implies a shift in mindset, always. And it also implies very often, oh, I don't want to be working crazy hours anymore, etc. So I want to make the best use of my time. I want to work one way or the other, do something, but I also want time for myself. And so how do you manage time? So that is where the whole concept of organization comes into place. But even stuff like, so digital and physical organization, so clutter, because the clutter that you have in your space is clutter that you have in your head. And so it is asking yourself what is really important. I mean, when you have moved with only two suitcases, well, you realize that stuff is actually not that important. I have lived for in London when I arrived there, I've lived for a very long time in a very small bedroom where I came from a house of 250 square meters, but I have never felt poor. I felt abundant. So that mindset is really something very important, coming back to that part. So organization, as I said, and then the whole lifestyle. Lifestyle as in how do you sleep, quality of your sleep, nutrition, etc. So I'm not a nutritionist, but I share my own experience of how choosing to eat healthy, to exercise, etc. Although exercise, I'm not that good on it. I'm not doing enough of it. But I have not seen a doctor in 6 years. So you know, and I end my showers with a cold shower every day, and I love it. I'm addicted to it. So it's a very holistic, it's really a reinvention. But what that reinvention implies is we all function on fear. We're human beings, so we are all afraid. And that's why most people, quite often women, tend to stay in their comfort zone, which often is not comfortable at all, but it's so much more scary to get out of it because that's the fear of the unknown. So it is, as I like to say, it's women who know that they are destined for more. So deep down inside, they know. They may not necessarily know what that means, but they know. And they're ready to dance with their fears to discover what it actually is. And yeah, that's who I am. That is what I do. That is how I have been shaping myself in that person, and how I want to transmit that to as many women as possible. Because as I like to say, there's another topic that's interesting, by the way, that always comes up. Is the topic of money. One of my areas of expertise is also money mindset. And I'm a normal person up to very recently. I thought, I don't need money. I don't need money. I have everything I need. But if I had more, I could do more for others. So that is also a complete mindset shift. And that comes back to the financial independence component. I have now joined a digital marketing company. Originally for myself, I didn't think I needed it, but I realized that A, it's one that I've only joined because I like the community, I like the ethos, I like how passionate the owner is, etc. Otherwise, I would not have done it. But it made me realize that it's a way for me also to show women that this is also one of the ways I can help them set up a business, but that is also one of the ways that they could set up a business with only working a few hours a day. So this is this whole thing around shifting your money mindset and understanding. I had the example, one of the digital marketing companies that I was looking into that I did not want to stay with, it is run by a man. He's completely genuine, but when he had extra money, because he's very successful, he bought a car of 854,000 dollars. That's not what women do. There was recently, and I shared it on my Facebook, a woman in the US who, I don't remember how much money she had extra, but she paid for students in a university so that they didn't have a student loan. That's what women do. I think that once women have their own needs and wants, it's totally okay to have wants that are met, they do something very different with their excess money than a man would. And it's a generalization, of course. But yeah, that's, I do believe that women will change the world. It's a matter of time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And I do remember seeing that post because you mentioned, I think it was two other gentlemen in the post and what they had spent their money on versus what she had spent her money on.
Yeah.
And I thought,
yeah,
wow, that's really an interesting thing to notice. And yeah, it is very true. And I remember you arriving in the UK. We'd been connected on Facebook way back then already. And I remember seeing your post of how you'd arrived in the UK with two suitcases. And then 2 years later, I arrived in the UK with two suitcases starting from scratch. So yeah, it's interesting to see how, you know, you sharing your journey was kind of, you know, gave me inspiration as well to think, well, you know, and yes, can do it. There's
and
possibility
exactly,
for me to
yeah,
do it too.
That is exactly why I share my story so easily and widely, because I really want to show, if I did it, you can do it too. But you need to step out of of your comfort zone. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean it's easy.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. But
that's saying you're putting your big girl panties on and just getting up and doing it. It's yeah.
Exactly. You know, I am often asked, but how did you do it? And I say, in essence, three things. The first one is I had a clear vision of what I wanted. And that's why I'm so good at helping others clarifying that. The second one is that I know how to handle fear as fuel instead of letting it paralyze me. And again, that doesn't mean that I've never been scared. I woke up more than once at 3 o'clock in the morning wondering how I was going to eat the next day. And the other one is taking action, because if you are, and then of course the whole thing about, you know, looking at the bright side of life. I have, as I said, I live in a world of abundance. I see the beauty of everything around me and every person around me. And what you focus on expands. So you attract opportunities to you, but you need to take action.
Absolutely. And when you do start on that journey, you don't see the whole flight of stairs up ahead of you. You often just see that half of a step in front of you, let alone the whole step in front of you, and you just know that somewhere in this, hidden behind there is the rest of the steps. But in order to see them, you have to take the next step and move forward one step at a time.
You know, it's funny because I'm not at all into cars, but I very often use two analogies with cars. One is that not having a vision is like leaving home for a very long journey, but forgetting to put an address in your GPS. Because your GPS, if you trust your GPS because you've entered the right address in it, even if there are roadblocks and you have to turn left instead of right and whatever, you trust that your GPS will bring you back on the right track. The other one is people think, you know, they only see the mountain and, my God, how am I going to do that? And I take the analogy of a car again. If you drive at night and you have an address in your GPS, you don't need to see the whole journey. All you need to see is the light, is the road as it unfolds in your light as you are driving.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. And trusting that there is still some more road past those headlights, you know what I
yeah.
mean? And it's
yeah.
not just going to be this cliff and you're going to end up off the edge of it. Because we know that the road's going to be there.
Yeah.
And we get in the car and we drive. And that's what life's like as well. You need to have that clear destination that you're wanting to go to. And then trust that you're going to get there by
And you know,
getting in the car and going.
And you know, it's also, gosh, I lost track of what I wanted to say. It's also, so it's all about trust, but it's also this whole notion of I am choosing to do something differently. Because if when you look at the inventory, what I don't like in my life, well, if you don't want that anymore, stop doing the same thing. So you need to step out of your comfort zone to get a different result. And because we are wired to look at what doesn't work, my suggestion is always start looking at the positive results you have when you are doing something differently, so that next time you're inclined again to do the same old thing, you can choose to say, oh yes, but last time when I tried it differently, I had a good result. So let's force myself to do it again.
Yeah.
And that's how progressively you can rewire your neural pathways.
Yeah, that's it. And we can't expect to have, 40, 50 years of life doing things a certain way, just changed by a click of a finger. It is going to take conscious work and step-by-step process. It can be quick if you really want it, but it's not going to be within, one thought and all of a sudden your life's going to be completely
different. No, that doesn't work like that. And society has worked very hard to condition us in a certain way. So definitely that is not changing overnight. But when
and
you start
also,
seeing what works.
It's important to have support around you, because as you start changing, I found that people in my surrounds started pushing back and thinking, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing things so differently? And then having that support to say, that is normal, that does happen. And it is okay for people to maybe choose not to be as close a friend or, close to you anymore, and they're going to move out of your circle. And that's fine, because they're making space then for other people to come in who are going to be with you for the next part of your journey. So
absolutely, it's very important to be conscious who your base camp is, and your base camp may not be at all your friends and family and etc., because that brings, I always say, people who stop you from moving forward usually are one of two sorts. Either they love you so much they're afraid for you, or they just envy you because you're doing something that they don't dare doing. So so sometimes you need to choose to move away.
Absolutely.
And surround yourself with like-minded people. That's what I love with women. I mean, the heart-centered women, obviously, not the women who have been completely embracing masculine energy because they live in a masculine world. But women are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's Well, it's been wonderful speaking with you. We're definitely going to have you back and continue on this lovely conversation because we've got
Whenever
lots
you
to
want, my
share.
pleasure.
And lovely to have you. I will be putting any contact details that you do have in the show notes so everybody can access that. And lovely having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect.
Have a
Thank you.
lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. As we wrap up another episode here at Life Begins at Midlife, we want to take a moment to extend a heartfelt thank you to our sponsor, Jackie Bourne, for Purpose Unleashed. Jackie's commitment to empowering individuals on their journey of self-discovery and transformation truly aligns with the spirit of our show. Whether you're navigating the challenges of midlife, seeking clarity on your next steps, or simply looking to live a more fulfilled life, Purpose Unleashed offers the guidance, tools, and support you need to turn your aspirations into reality. For those of you feeling stuck or at a crossroads, remember, it's never too late to redefine your path and embrace the life you've always dreamed of. Visit Purpose Unleashed website to discover how you can start your transformative journey today. Let Jackie be your guide to a more vibrant, purpose-driven life. You can find this link to the website in the show notes below. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with us. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to grow, to love, and to make a difference. Until next time, keep striving, keep dreaming, and keep listening.